Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. Guys, we got 12 games. I had to double check. I like recount it. I made sure I had every tab ready for you guys. 12 games to talk about. A bunch of action, a bunch of news. We are not going to waste any time here because we absolutely need to get started. So, first game of the day. Yeah, man. Boston Celtics absolutely cooked the Lakers. To be fair, there's no LeBron and Luka here. I'm not even going to be that guy today. But, nah, they got cooked. We'll be absolutely honest. 126-105, the Celtics get the dub. Of course, we always check on... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't get the box score ready for you guys. We always check on the losers first. We'll take a look and see what the Lakers did. It was, Austin Reeves was fine. 36 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 triples, 9 of 18 from the line, 15 of 17. Dude, it's crazy, man. I really think he's all NBA this year. That's, what a line. Gabe Vincent got the start, and, well, he scored, but he didn't really do much else. 18 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 4 triples, 5 of 10 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw stripe. You could have possibly streamed him, but it's hard to stream on a 12-game day. Nick Smith had 13 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, a block, 3 triples, 5 of 10 from the field. Good for deeper leagues. I think Luka might be back on Sunday. The baby was born. Congrats to Luka and his missus. But he might be back Sunday, so that might be out of the question. And nobody else did jack squat. You got 6 points, 10 rebounds out of DeAndre Ayton. He had a steal in the block. This is a bad game. Like, this is hard. When you have blowouts, it's hard to kind of read into this stuff. Rui Hachimura had 13.7 rebounds. I'm not even a fan of Rui Hachimura when they're not playing. And this is why, because this is all he did. It was 13 points and 7 rebounds. He gave you 3 triples, but he wasn't even efficient this game. You could toss it in the trash. Jake LaRavia was the one to possibly stream with all of these guys out. And he gave you 6 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, and 3 steals. Sucks, man. You probably want a better stream than that. Let's go ahead and check on the Celtics and see what happened on this side. Jaylen Brown's absolutely rolling. So happy for him. His fantasy game, unfortunately, still, like, despite the big numbers and, like, insane usage, he's, like, high 30s for usage, bro. Like, that's a lot of usage. It's just he still has some holes. It's always his percentages that are also kind of like, meh. And then he'll tack on some assists and usually don't have high assists to go with the turnovers. It's usually like lower assists, higher turnovers. Luckily here, he did give you 30 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and a steal. We take that. That's nice. 3 triples, 10 and 22 from the field. It's not bad, 45%. It's a high volume, though. And 7 and 9 from the free throw line. You would want it to be 8 of 9, but it's okay. Check on the rest of this. Dude, Jordan Walsh is rolling. He's actually, like, kind of rolling. 17 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks. What? Do I got to go grab Jordan Walsh? I was like, you can do it because he's kind of like a defensive stats guy and it'll maybe give you a couple threes. But to be fair, guys, he's shooting 6 of 7 from the field. There's no way that sticks. There's no way that sticks. He did give you 4 triples and he hit 1 of 1 from the free throw line. I know it's exciting. It's always cool when you see big lines from people. You can grab him. But do not expect this unreal. I'm pretty sure in the last 2 games, he had 8-8 last time and 6-7. He shot 14 for 15 in 2 games. There's no way. There's no way that sticks. So always remember that in your back of the head. And you never go chasing for things. You miss both of these games. So don't expect that if you do end up grabbing him for the future. Nemanja Šteka, solid game. 10.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 5-8 shooting. Solid back-end stuff. Usually better than that, though, to be fair. But solid back-end stuff, nonetheless. You had 15 points for Peyton Pritchard. 2 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 3 triples. 6 of 13 from the field. That's a solid game. He's been soaring pretty much, so this is like a good floor game for him. Derek White had 19 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and a block. He had a bit of an injury scare, but he was cool. That's good. Good to see that. 5 triples to tack along with it. 7 of 14 from the field. Just cruising along. Wow, you actually had a good... Oh, no, I read that wrong. That's a plus 23 from the field. I thought Anthony Simons scored 23 points. He only had 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. You did not need him in 12 team leagues. I think you know that by now. And, of course, if you ever need 3-pointers, you could look at Sam Hauser, who had 12 points, three rebounds, two steals, and four triples in his 24 minutes. Good stuff from the Celtics, man. They are competing. Can't lie, they are competing. Next game of the day. Wow, look at the Magic winning with Paolo Banchero. Yes, he was in this game. We get to talk about him and see what happened overall for the Magic. But first, we got to look at the Heat, who lost 106-105 to the Magic. Let's go ahead and check on the Heat. And we had this is a banger monster game from Bam Adebayo. 24 points, 15 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 2 triples, 2-2-2. 9 of 15 from the field and 4-6 from the free throw line. You see, this is why he's the center, the main center. Kelleher got the start because there was no Tyler Hero, and he only had 4 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, and a block. He shot 1 of 3 from the field, and he made both his free throws. Just a stinker game. And then you would think, oh my God, Kelleher's starting today, and he absolutely puts up a stinker. This is bad luck, man. This is bad luck. Andrew Wiggins had 13 and 5 with 1 assist, 1 steal. And he gave you 3 blocks. You got 3 blocks from Andrew Wiggins. That's nice. 2 triples to go along with it. 5 of 10 from the field, but he absolutely destroyed your free throw and went 1 for 4. Thanks, Andrew Wiggins. That's great. Norman Powell returned. And of course, this happens when there's no Tyler Hero, because it's like, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, Norman Powell, he still had it. He can ball. He can give me this top 30 value. Yeah, dude, go sell this, please. 28 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists in the block, 2 triples, 9 of 18 from the field, and 8 of 11 from the free throw line. That 8 of 11 hurts, actually. That's high volume, and it's not good. You still have chance. I'll say it every time. Tyler Hero's not playing back-to-backs. Wait till he plays back-to-back. I'd see Tyler Hero. I don't think he's even ramped up yet. Even though he's playing like 30-something minutes and he looks good, I think there's like another 11.5 out of Tyler Hero. Maybe like another, yeah, like 1.5 levels left for Tyler Hero. Jaime Jaquez, there was no Tyler Hero. There was extra usage, and he took advantage. 16 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 8 of 14 shooting. He was pretty much a drop for this game. Of course, got a back-to-back. And if there's any back-to-backs, I don't know when their next back-to-back is, the Miami Heat. But if Tyler Hero does sit, you can expect these guys to kind of pick up the slack. And Davion Mitchell just is good at getting assists. 10 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists. 5-8 shooting. I don't think he's someone you need to roster in 12-team leagues. Probably a 14-teamer at most. But he's a good streamer for assists if you absolutely need it on your roster. Let's go ahead and take a look at the Orlando Magic. And we'll check in with Paolo Banchero, who just put up a dud in his return. To be fair, he played 20 minutes. Let's not be mean to the guy. 9.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 3-8 shooting, 1 triple, 2-2 from the free throw line. Cool. I wouldn't expect much. It's his first game back. It looks like they're gonna like slow tread the minutes, and it's gonna be interesting because we want to see how that affects, of course, Desmond Bain. We want to see how that affects Anthony Black. Overall usage, that should also take some usage off of Jalen Suggs. But right now, whatever, we're just happy to see him back. You can chalk this game up. You had a banger from Franz Wagner. He took charge. Yes, that's what you want to see from Franz Wagner. 32 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. 4 triples. He had a good 3-pointer day. That's good for him. 12 of 22 from the field. 4-6 from the free throw line. You want a better free throw, but I mean, we're nitpicking at that point. Good game from Franz Wagner. Desmond Bane had a... Bro, this is a stinker. This is bad. And it sucks that you wanted to see how they like play out the balance. I think you can throw this game away from Desmond Bane. 5 points on 2 of 16. He shot 12%. Really? He gave you 1 triple. Yay. And 3 assists in the block to go on with it. Yay. Thanks, man. But you killed my field goal in the meantime. Don't worry. The data point that we really want is going to come later on when they're all kind of ramped up and healthy. This is a bad game. He should be able to put up another good game in the next one. Jalen Suggs had a strong one, though. I like this from Jalen Suggs. 22 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 4 triples. 9 of 19 from the field in 28 minutes. That's good. He had 19 shots, so that's crazy. That absolutely will come down once the hierarchy changes and we got a full go Paolo Banchero. But that's still a solid game. Anthony Black is still doing stuff, and this is the guy I want to watch and pay attention to the most. He got 31 minutes. I don't know if that's going to hold when Paolo comes, but I do think he's kind of like that six-man role for them. 13 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. I love the peripherals. That's great. He just did bad from the percentages. 2 of 9. Thanks. Another 22%. That's two stingers in a row from the shooting. He should correct itself, although he was running high. He was like shooting in the 50s. So maybe this is the regression and it's going to even out in the middle. 9 of 12 free throw for Anthony Black. And that's a bad free throw. That's high volume. And he did 9 of 12. If you ever need a big man, you could always look at Goga Batase in deeper leagues. 8 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block. That's I take that in deeper leagues every day. He shot 3 or 4 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. And no one else did anything else. You had a bad game from Wendell Carter. He had 7 and 7, 3 of 5 shooting, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He gave you assists. Just a bad game. He has been pretty solid overall, so I don't think it's anything you need to worry about. Next game of the day. Man, we had some huge lines in this one. Denver gets the dub 133-144 over the Atlanta Hawks, who are fighting, man. I know. I'm a Jalen Johnson truther. Love the guy. I don't think he's all NBA. He's for sure all-star. This is all-star year. And I don't even know if he can be considered for MIP. He was like 19, 10, and 5 last year. Maybe he does. But this is crazy, bro. 21 points, 18 rebounds, 16 dimes. He's doing Jokic stuff against Jokic. 21, 18, 16 triple-double with 2 steals, with a triple. 9 of 20 from the field. That's probably one of his worst shooting nights. And he hit both of his free throws. Nuts, man. Just nuts. We had an interesting development in this game. Kristaps Porzingis came off the bench. I don't know if it holds. He also only got 20 minutes. Was he in foul trouble? He's in a bit of foul trouble. That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, it didn't matter. Kristaps Porzingis had 25 points, 2 rebounds and assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 4 triples. 9 of 13 shooting, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Maybe that's what he needs. That's a great line in 20. That's a crazy line in 20 minutes. Jesus Christ. Take a look at these other guys. Nice little peripheral game from Dyson Daniels. He had 15, 3, 8 assists, 2 steals, 1 triple, 7 of 14 from the field. That's a solid game from him. Nickeil Alexander-Walker is absolutely flying, and even though I hate to say it, he is a sell high. 30 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 5 triples, 10 of 17 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. He's not a sell high because he's not going to get playing time. He was getting playing time. There's a guy called Trae Young that has to come back. And yeah, it's going to flip. It has to flip. So that's why he's more so high. I hate to say it. I am a big fan of what Nickeil Alexander-Walker is doing right now, but this is not going to fly when Trae Young is back. Zachary Vichache had 9 points and 3 rebounds on 4 of 7 shooting, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. You absolutely do not need to be rostered over 12 team leagues, please. Please drop Ricochet, please. And Okongwu got the start. Onyeka Okongwu did get the start today, which is kind of cool. I want to see if that sticks. I don't know if it's just bringing him back to make sure we keep Porzingis healthy, but it's interesting. Okongwu had 13.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 3 triples, 4 of 8 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. This is a pretty chill, modest game for him. Seems like a 4 game for him. And for deep leagues, you always look at Vic Krejci, who had 15 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal, and 5 triples. Good shooting. All 5 of his shots that he made out of the 8 shots he took, actually, all the shots he took were triples. That's even funnier. But he did have 5 out of 8 of them, which is a strong night from him. We'll go ahead and look at the Nuggets and see what happened here. I mean, Nikola Jokic, I don't even know what to say here. 40 points. Actually, he didn't give you a triple-double for once in his life, but he did give you a 40 bomb. 40 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 triple, 13 to 26 from the field, 13 to 15 from the line. Number one player. Cool. Nothing new there. And Jamal Murray's rolling right now, man. 23 points, 5 rebounds, 12 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 4 triples, 8 to 16 from the field, 3 to 3 from the free throw line. He's top 15. It's so interesting. There's like a... If you guys ever go to like Basketball Monster, check out the 9-cat board and how things like shape up. From like the 11th or maybe even 10th slot to like the 15th slot or 16th slot, all those guys are just going back and forth. They're literally just doing this on the board. That's all they're doing. And they keep floating around each other. And to me, to be honest, they're all kind of like playing like first rounders. Jamal Murray's in that board. He's right in that range. He's number 15 right now. He's crazy, man. Absolutely crazy. This is like peak Jamal Murray that we're getting. Cam Johnson, nice game like this from him. 16 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal in the block. 4 triples, 6 of 14 from the field. And he misses only free throw, which is fine. At least it's just one. Cool. He's doing better. I like to see that he's doing better overall. You had 17 points and 6 rebounds out of Tim Hardaway Jr. with some 4 triples tacked along on that. 5-11 from the field, 3-5 from the free throw stripe. You don't need to roster with 12 teams, but 14 teams, yeah, you absolutely can. Spencer Jones had 6 points, 4 rebounds. We're not looking at Spencer Jones. And you had a down shooting night from Peyton Law, too, which I think it was probably set to cool off. But he did give you 9.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. I love the utility in that. 1 triple to go along with it, and 4-11 from the field. He's had better days, but that's okay. You had a pretty solid game for Bruce Brown, too. 13 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, 1 triple, 2-2 from deep. Yeah, your 2 triples are going on with it. And he had perfection at the field, 4-4 from the field and 3-4 from the free throw line. He's more a deep league guy, too, just because, I mean, his minutes, he got 32 minutes here. That's pretty interesting. But he hasn't been really producing to a level where I think you need to roster him in 12 team leagues. Good stuff from the Nuggets, man. They're good for a reason. Good for a reason. Next game of the day, we're going to keep moving right along. The Cleveland Cavaliers, they needed to win bad, man. They were losing some crazy games. I think they lost to the Pacers. Like, what's going on? But they got the win here, 130-117 over the San Antonio Spurs. Let's go ahead and check on the Spurs first. I actually almost scrolled to the wrong team. Devin Vassell is rolling. And yes, Devin Vassell is a sell high. This is more of like, it's probably hard to sell high on this because the biggest thing here, there's no Wimby and there's no Stephon Castle. Like, that's two big usage guys. And he's going to be behind all those guys plus De'Aaron Fox. So if you can sell high, please. Like, please. 28 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, 7 triples. Jesus. 8-16 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line. This is a banger game. He knew how to miss. De'Aaron Fox rolling, 25 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 steal, 2 triples, 9-19 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line. They had Bismack Biyombo starting because Luke Kornet was out, and he gave you 4 points and an assist. We can skip past that. Harrison Barnes slows down. He gave you a 30 burger, and then he just does this. 7 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists and a steal, 1 triple, 3-7 from the field. Don't really know what else to say. Julian Champagne had been having some good games, and at least he gave you 3 steals here, which I do like. But he also added 11 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, 2 triples, 4-8 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. Modest stuff. He had been better than that, and I think you can still hold and stream him in tall team leagues until the big dogs do come back. Dylan Harper had a stinger. He had 3 points, 4 rebounds, but he gave you 6 assists, which is nice, but 1-11 from the field. Bro, that hurts so bad. When he gave you 1-11 from the field and 1-4 from the free throw line? Ew. That's disgusting. Keldon Johnson, always someone you can always look at streaming more before team play, league play, but he still gave you 14.7 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 5-10 from the field. 4-6 from the free throw line. That's a pretty solid game, too. Yeah, man, same views doing rolling. You can kind of stream those guys like a Barnes or a Keldon Johnson, maybe Jerry Sochan, who did have 10 points, 5 rebounds, and a steal for deeper leagues, but same guys doing pretty much all the work. We'll go down to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and of course, I mean, Don is doing his thing. He had a lot of assists in this one. No Darius Garland injury management. I'm sure Darius Garland plays somehow. Sure. I hope he plays well, though. That's the thing. Donovan Mitchell, 28 points, 2 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals, 1 triple. 9-17 from the field, 9-11 from the free throw line. He's been, like, having some bad life free throw games. They're not, like, bad, like 60%. But he shoots so high volume. And then when he, like, shoots, like, 75, it's like, ew. Why? But he's still... He's a first rounder. I'm just nitpicking to be fair with you. Jalen Tyson, big game. You can always trust on Jalen Tyson in a big game when one of the starters is out. And when Darius Garland comes back, Jalen Tyson should still be there because there's no Jared Allen. As far as we know, maybe he plays the wrong. 24 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, 2 triples, 2. 11 of 15 from the field. I like that. He misses only free throw, though. But that's a good game, man. Banger game. he's worth rostering on 12 team leagues. I feel like he's just kind of just gonna have a role throughout the season. So if you have him, just keep holding. DeAndre Hunter's been kind of in a rant. Like, I don't even know if it's a slump. He only got 20 minutes. He had a little bit of foul trouble, but he's like, I don't know if you need to roster him in 12 team leagues anymore, to be real with you. 11 points, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 triple, 5 and 9 from the field. Yeah, I can skip over that. Nakon Tomlin can always be looked out. Looked at if there's two guys out. There's got to be two guys in the starting lineup that are out. 13 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a triple, 5 and 10 from the field, 2 and 4 from the free throw line. Deeper league play only. I like this. At least Evan Mobley somehow found himself. It took like a couple games with Garland, and now he's doing good without Garland. 17 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, 7 to 12 from the field, 58%, and 3 or 4 from the free throw line. Good to have you back, brother. We were scared. I was scared. Maybe you, not you guys. I was scared. Dean Wade is also a nice deep league play. This is a good game for D Wade. 12 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 2 triples, 4-6 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Like that from him. And Thomas Bryant was like balling last game, and he had 8 points, 3 rebounds. Also, last deep league play you can look at is Craig Porter, who had 11-7 with 1 assist, 2 steals, 1 triple, 4-6 from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line. Good stuff for the Cavs. Hoping they can get to cooking. We would love to see that. As we were almost about halfway there, this was a nice game to watch. I got a chance to see a little bit of this, and we'll talk about a guy on the Portland Trail Blazers who's absolutely rolling, and I think might win MIP. But the Portland Trail Blazers do lose to the Detroit Lions 122-116. We'll go ahead and check on the Trail Blazers first to see what happened. I think they're sticking with Shaedon Sharpe on the bench, which is good because he's got like mad usage on the bench. He shot 25 times. Yes, he shot 25 times. He gave you 28 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple. You would want more triples out of him. 10 of 25 from the field is 40%. That hurts. But he did get all his free throws today, which is nice. 7-7 from the free throw line. I know people are always thinking like, oh my God, he played on the bench. It's fine. One, he closed. He did close the game. Two, that helps with his usage and allows him to kind of be the offensive engine off the bench. I think that's a good role for him. They invested in him, but like they didn't invest like a crazy amount of money. They invested just a good amount to where if it pops, yay. If it kind of settles in right here, it's fine. We'll take a look at these other guys. Yeah, man, Denny Abdia is who I was talking about. I'm pretty sure he's going to win MIP. This is crazy. 35 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 3 triples, 9 of 16 from the field, 14 of 15 from the free throw line. I'm impressed, man. I'm actually impressed. I wish he could just like hold because he'll get these big free throw nights and then like he'll be like, yeah, I'll give you like 14 to 15. And the next one, he'll be like, yeah, I'll give you 10 to 15. I'm sorry. Like, bro, you gotta come on, please. Like, let's be a little more consistent. Jeremy Grant is still a hold, crazy enough. 29 points for Jeremy Grant, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 4 triples, 8 and 19 from the field. And now, to be fair, I think that's where his field goal percentage should sit at. But 9 and 9 from the free throw line, dude, what happened? Is he like trying to play his way out of Portland? Maybe he just wants to be there now. That's crazy. Timani Kamara just crapped the bed, bro. What is this? 1 point? Bro, Jesus. 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. And it was the only point was because he made one of his free throws. It wasn't even like a technical free throw. He just made 1 of 2. So he gave you 0% shooting, 0 out of 4. And then he made one of his 2 free throws. This is a bad night. Guys, you're not going to believe this. Robert Williams III played 30 minutes. We probably won't see him for another week. There's no way we see him like at least for like 4 games. There's no way. But he did have you a banger game. 8 points, 14 rebounds, 1 assist, 5 blocks, 4 of 8 from the field. He took 2 triple attempts. Oh, okay. You got that? I wonder if he's got that in his game. And he dealt with foul trouble and still played 30 minutes. That's a good game. Personally, I think you can have Robert Williams or your team in 12-team leagues, being just completely honest. He's like doing enough, and especially with his big blocks power. One, if you look at the board, blocks kind of like outweigh a lot of things because it's one of the hardest cats to get. And it has heavy weight when you're looking at like the Z-scores. But I think Robert Williams is doing enough to be rostered in 12-team leagues, personally. That's me. So if he's still sitting around in your waiver wire, Don't be afraid to look his way, man, if you need a backup center. He is doing pretty well. We are going to take a look at the Pistons, see what happened over here. Cade is continuing his All-NBA-ness. I don't think it's the right word, but this All-NBA season. 29 points, 4 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals on the block, 2 triples, 7-15 from the field, 13-14 from the free throw line. Just cruising, man. Makes me happy to see Cade. Remember when they were like, what did they have some like insane win or like losing streak? And they just couldn't get a dub. And now all they do is get dubs. Look how life moves, man. Congrats to them. Duncan Robinson came back, moved back into the starting lineup, and he had 14 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 steals. 4 triples go along with it, 4-7 for the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. He's still probably a higher-end three-point streamer. You do not have the roster, but that is a solid game from him. You got 18-8 out of Jalen Duren and 1 block to go along with it, but he did give you 6 turnovers. Dang, he didn't give you a single assist to go with that. Yikes. Just 6 turnovers. 6-11 from the field and 6-9 from the free throw line. That is, to be fair for him, that's not a good game. That's not a good game at all. Toby Harris got 31 minutes. The minutes did raise, which is good, but he gave you a stinker. 10-4-4 with a triple, 3 of 10 shooting, and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Yes, there's more here with Toby Harris. I get it. He's old. I get it. He's kind of mid in the middle, but I still think he's going to like settle into like that top 100 range when it's all said and done. Asar Thompson had a solid showing. It hasn't been like lights out with him, what we thought we might have got. He's just kind of been there, you know? 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal, 6-12 shooting from the field, and then he didn't give you good free throws, 3-5 from the free throw line. Not his best, man. I think you'd want more from him, you know? I don't know if it clicks. Maybe it doesn't. Who knows? We'll check on some of the bench guys. You got 17 points and 3 rebounds and a steal out of Ron Howland, along with 3 triples, 6 of 11 from the field. Ooh, geez, 2 of 5 from the free throw line. I know he's probably more prominently rostered in deeper leagues. 12 team leagues, you can stream him, although you probably didn't stream him on a 12-game day. But he usually will shoot better free throw than this, my lord. 9 points and a rebound out of Isaiah Stewart. You do not need to be rostering him. Jaden Ivey had 2 points and 3 rebounds after he had somewhat of a promising game and he played 9 minutes. You do not have money roster totally leaks. Do not think it's just gonna like explode and get better. Oh my god, he's just ramping up. Guys, we gotta be real. Do not have Jaden Ivey on your roster in 12 team leagues. Either way, good stuff from the Pistons. They look like real contenders this year. That's really cool. Guys, if you're watching this on the NBA Fantasy Today feed with homies the GOATs, Brew and Dr. A, you can, and you like what you're seeing from us here at the Box Score Breakdown, from me and William and Bill, make sure you give them a follow on Twitter. Please make sure you like, subscribe, whether you're catching this on Spotify, Apple's podcast, or YouTube, or wherever. If you find somewhere new and they just happen to have our podcast and you're listening to us, please make sure you give us a follow, like, and subscribe. If you like this Monday through Friday action, right after the games, giving you all of the lowdown of what happened on that given night, I hope to see you back because I have a great time with you guys every time I'm doing this podcast. That's enough about that. We go back to the games. Just had to give you all a little shout outs. The Jazz got smoked. This is real barbecue chicken. This is what I mean by barbecue chicken. What was that, 34 points? Jeez. 146, the Knicks take it over the Jazz. That's just a beatdown. They beat the Nets yesterday, but like they just couldn't recover. Take a look at the Jazz. Just stinkers all around. It's hard to read into a lot of this box score because, well, you know, a lot of these guys had bad games. And so you got people off the bench that do stuff and people are like, ooh, look who did stuff off the bench. Do not. No, no. The answer is no. Lauri Markkanen, 18-9 with 2 assists. He had 2 triples. He just had bad shooting, 5-13 from the field, but he did all his free throws, 6-6 of them. That's pretty solid. Sweet Mihailuk, stinker, 3 points on 1-8 shooting, blah, whatever. Yusuf Nurkic, stinker, 4.6 rebounds. He gave you 2 steals, 2-4 from the field, and he misses free throws. Blah, you skip past it. It's good to see Ace Bailey play 33 minutes, but this is a whatever game. 13 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples, 5-13 from the field, 1-3 from the free throw line. Yikes. You don't have to hold it. I mean, the thing about rookies is they usually don't boom until the end of the year. So you'd have to wait until the end of the year, you know, like that end of February, March range, which is around playoffs. if you can afford to wait that long, yeah, sure. But if you can't, like, you don't have to help this guy. He had a down game from Kante George, 18 points, four assists, one triple, 5 of 12 from the field. Though he didn't shoot, like, bad. But he did get 7 of 7 from the free throw line, which is nice. We take those. Talk about other point guard. Isaiah Cully had 13.7 rebounds. He had 4 of 5 from the field, 1 triple, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. And no, you do not need a roster with 12 team leagues. You can skip out on that. It was garbage time, basically. Kyle Filipowski. I like this game from him. I don't know when he gets a shot. He had a bad shooting night, but this like robustness of the line, he has a little bit of everything here. 10 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 triple, 2 of 7 from the field, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. If he can find a way, that's the biggest thing I saw with him last year. He struggled with free throws. If he can start hitting those free throws, dude, he might be a beast. Fantasy-wise, I don't know how it all translates into real value on the court, but fantasy-wise, he might be a beast. It'd be crazy. We'll go ahead and check a look at the Knicks, what happened. Oh, yeah. OG Anunoby came back. Look at that. Look at this guy. He had 22 minutes. He was on the minute limit. He gave you 11 points and assists on 4 of 8 shooting and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Not bad. Let him warm up. Don't worry about it. Don't panic. With him coming back, we saw Miles McBride move to the bench. Deuce, if you know him as Deuce. He had a good game, though. 22 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists in the block. 7 triples. That's why they cooked him. He was on fire. 7-11 from the field, and all of his shots that he made were triples, but he took one extra shot that wasn't a three-pointer. And 1-1 from the free throw line. Wow, dude. What a game. Good stuff from Deuce McBride. You do not need to roster him or stream him in 12 team leagues now that OG Anunoby is back, because he only got 21 minutes. I mean, sure, like you could say, like, the minutes are kind of all everywhere because they got cooked. But I still think that OG's going to get that like higher 30s. And then McBride might settle into like 28, which sometimes is enough for him, sometimes it isn't. Jalen Brunson had 33-2-4. Just a normal night for this guy. 6 triples. You got 6 triples of him. That's really nice. 9-17 from the field. Great shooting. 9-9 from the free throw line. Fantastic percentages all around. No steals and no blocks. The steals are what's hurting his fantasy game overall. And you'd want some more assists out of Jalen Brunson. He's their captain. You would think he'd pass the ball more. Finally, we finally got a stinker out of McCollum Bridges. And this is like, it's not even like a stinger. It's just like mid. 10 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. 5 of 7 from the field. Wow. It's not even like bad. It's just whatever. Wow, man. He's been really good this season. Karl-Anthony Towns gave you 18 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and a block. Probably want a couple more rebounds out of him for that. 4 triples along with it, 5-11 from the field. He only took 11 shots, 4-4 for the free throw line. He just was not needed. He only played 22 minutes. And Josh Hart had a low minute game too, and he gave you 8-6-6 with a steal. 3-6 from the field and 2-2 from the free throw line. These guys just cooked them. I mean, you had like 31 minutes from Jordan Clarkson. That's how you know it was a blow. He gave you 16-4-5.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
2 steals, 2 triples, 5 of 13 from the field, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Those are bad percentages, by the way. And you had a bunch of like guys from the bench, like Cole got 14 minutes, Diawara got 12 minutes. All this stuff we can skip because we know they usually don't have value when they all play. Good stuff, though. And the Knicks are getting ready for the quarterfinals next week. So good luck to them. So the Hornets, are they cooking? You know what's interesting? Sorry, I apologize. Did not mean to sniff there as I'm almost done. I'm like 98% done with this sickness. When the whole Charlotte lineup is playing, they're not bad, dude. They like kind of actually win games. It's interesting. They beat the Toronto Raptors here on the back-to-back. The Toronto Raptors take 2 L's back-to-back. That sucks. 111-86. And this is barbecue chicken low-key. Like, what happened? Let's take a look. Scottie Barnes, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, still in the block, 1 triple, 6 of 15 from the field. This this is a bad night for him, and that's not as bad. He had 4 turnovers too. It's just like a more mid-game after the monster he put up yesterday. Yeah, you got a bad shooting out of Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram just couldn't hit anything. 7 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 of 13. Ugh. And 1 triple to go along with it. Sucks. And he gave you 4 turnovers. This is a bad game. This is a terrible game. Jakob Poeltl returned and angered the defense. Kind of. Actually, he didn't. They lost really bad. 5.7 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals and a block. 2 of 4 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. I know, man. It hasn't been Jakob Poeltl, which of last year. It's just not going to be. But for some odd reason, his like low passing, rebounds, steals, blocks, all that stuff kind of adds up to him being like a top 80 player at the end of the day. Still, crazy enough. Emmanuel Quigley had a banger game. 31 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 4 triples, 11-22 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. He was absolutely carrying, but it wasn't enough. And the rest of this is crap. We can skip past all this. All of it's crap. I'll go to check on the Hornets to see what happened over here. Who was balling for him? Khan, finally, the shooting. This is still, I think it's still high because he's not going to be shooting in the 50s from 3-point. Like, that's not, I could see him shooting in the 40s. Absolutely. Like, if he's shooting in the 50s, guys, you got to realize, like, prime Steph Curry wasn't shooting 50% from 3. Maybe Khan will in his future. There's a long season ahead of him, like a long career ahead of him. But I doubt he's going to be shooting 50% from 3. But still, this is an amazing game. You got to give props what props to do. 21 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 5 triples, 7 of 12 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Welcome back, Khan. Good to see you hooping. He still is making a strong case for Rookie of the Year. I don't know if he gets it, man, because we've seen some mega games out of Cooper Flagg. But he's doing his thing, nonetheless. Got to give props what props are due. Miles Bridges put a 15-9-5 with 1 steal. Good stuff from him. He is kind of just chugging along how he chugs along. 5-11 from the field, 1 triple, 4-5 from the free throw line. Nice. Carpenter returned. Good to see Ryan Carpenter back in the lineup. 12.6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 5-6 in the field. The super high field goal returns. Biddy gave you a bad night from the free throw line. 2-5 from the charity stripe. Brandon Miller. Hey, man, welcome back. Good to see him. He did play 29 minutes too, which is a good sign, but he did not have the best night. It's just like a midnight. 12 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, still in the block. He's been pretty consistent with the blocks, which is interesting. He's averaging over 1 a game. It's kind of cool. 5 of 14 from the field and 1 triple to go along with it, and he made 1 of his 2 free throws. He should be able to shoot better than the next one. I think they play again on Sunday, so do not worry. He will be fine. Just you want to see him be in the lineup more consistently. LaMelo Ball got hurt. What are the chances? LaMelo Ball got hurt, by the way. He had 11 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 4 of 9 from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Dude, if it's not one thing, it's another with these guys. By the way, you had a banger game out of Tijon Salon. Sorry, I just had to laugh. 21 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 5 triples. What? 6-8 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Don't go run and grab this. That's deep league play. If anything, like real deep leagues. I'm not talking about like 14 or 16, like 20 team leagues. So besides that, you can leave him on the waiver wire. And everybody else kind of just had nothing. 8 points. Oh, you had a good steal game, actually. I'm wrong. You had 8 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 5 steals from KJ Simpson with triple. I don't think this is something you might want to consider with the LaMelo Ball out. I don't know how bad the LaMelo Ball injury is going to be. But if they're playing like KJ Simpson, although there is no Colin Sexton still, who I think might get more time with the LaMelo Ball if it is an extended absence. But KJ Simpson will be next in line. Wow. Okay, Charlotte. Maybe they figured it out. Probably didn't. But maybe they didn't. We'll take a look at the next one. Yeah, Chicago, dude, I don't know what's going on with the Bulls. Remember, they were like 6-1, and now they're negative, bro. I'm pretty sure they're like 9-13. Maybe 9-14. Who knows? But they lose to the Pacers, 120-105. And these Pacers need these moral wins, man. They're not going to go far, but they need anyone they can get. We'll go ahead and check on the Bulls and see what happened here. Kobe White returned to the lineup, and Kobe White, honestly, to be fair, Kobe White's better than this. I promise you, Kobe White's better than this. 22 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists. No defensive stats here. 1 triple, he shot 20%. His 3-point percent is down. 6 of 14 from the field, 8 of 12, or 9 of 12 from the free throw line, which is 75%, which is bad. His free throw percent is down. You can go buy low on this guy. I know, like, you probably, you're like, well, he's kind of close. Like, it's very close. It might be a little hard to buy low on him. But I think there's some wiggle room to where you can get some value out of that if you try to get it from the fantasy manager that does have Coby White. You can still buy low on him. This is a bad game. Look at Josh Giddey, man. 9.7 rebounds, 6 assists, and a steal. 2-9 from the field. He just sucked. At least he gave you 7.6 rebounds. He gave you a triple two. Oh, and he hit his free throws. 4-4 from the free throw line. Okay. At least, I mean, take what you can get. Nikola Vucevic had 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Just duds. Remember the banger Nikola Vucevic games you were getting at the beginning of the season? Yep, that died out quick. I hope he sold high. 2 triples are going with it, 37 from the field. Just back to Nikola Vucevic. We had a pretty solid game out of Buzelis. I like this from him. Matas Buzelis had 19 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, is still in the block. Good, man. He's been needing, like, a good game, you know? 5-8 from the field, 9-9 from the free throw line. Big numbers at the free throw stripe. Love that. That's pretty darn solid. And you had Javon Carter play. There was no Herder. There was no DeSunmu. And there was no Trey Jones. They were just, none of the guys were here. He had 14 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 4 triples, 5-11 from the field. I don't think you need to worry about that at all. Let's go ahead and check on the Indiana Pacers. Dude, what is this from Jay Huff? 11 points, 5 rebounds. Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm reading this. Hold on. 11 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and 5 blocks? Bro. He gave you a triple to go along with it, 4 or 5 from the field, 2 or 2 from the free throw line. To be fair, anybody that plays Nikola Vucevic is probably going to have a good game. But he's been, dude, he's like averaging 3 blocks over the last 2 weeks. You just got to roster him. 12-team leagues, absolutely. 10-team leagues, if you need blocks, you probably should look his way. 12-team leagues, absolutely should be rostering him. Is the rest of the season? Maybe. Like, I don't know, unless something happens. I don't know. It's the Pacers. They're not going far. They're not known to tank. But, dude, wow. 7 defensive stats? Jesus Christ. And 5 assists? That's crazy. Good stuff for Jay Hub, man. I'm glad he's balling this year. Pascal Siakam just doing his thing. No matter who's there, he's just Pascal Siakam. 36 points, 10 rebounds. Nice double-double. 1 assist, 2 steals, 5 triples. 13-24 from the field. 5-7 from the free throw line. Just rolling. Good stuff. Andrew Nembhard cruising, doing stuff like his brother, kinda. Is he the better Nembhard now? Ryan Nembhard? No, I'm just joking. 15 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals, 1 triple, 7 of 14 from the field for Andrew Nembhard. Good game from him. You also had a pretty solid game. Good full stat line from Benedict Mathurin, who had 28 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals on the box, 6 triples. Ooh, that's nice. 9 of 16 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Benedict Mathurin scores a lot of points, and he usually has good free throw. And people love points and big free throw numbers, and that's why they go run to these players. He usually doesn't put up full lines like this. This is a pretty solid full line. He has added rebounding to his game, and you'll see, like, sometimes he'll get closer to, like, 8-9 rebounds, which is cool. But he's not who you think he is, like this top 50 player. That's not who he's going to be. This is like a top 50 line, honestly a top 40 line. But it is a good game nonetheless, so we take those while we get them. Garrison Matthews started. He had 3 points and 3 rebounds and a steal, and he didn't start second half, and we don't look at that. TJ McConnell had a bad game. He only played 13 minutes. He had 2 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists and a steal, 1 of 3 from the field. He'll be better. You don't have to roster on 12-team leagues, but I think 14 leagues, you absolutely can. And you do not need to be rostering in Isaiah Jackson, who had 7 points, 3 rebounds, 1 steal on 3 or 4 from the field, 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Please do not be rostering him in 12-team leagues. It looks like it's Jay Huff's job. Good stuff, brother. We'll keep moving on. We got 4 games left to look at. I can get rid of this first tab. I apologize. KD went back and had a revenge game, and he actually had a revenge game. And shout out to him, by the way. He had 31,000 points in NBA history. That is dope. He is the 8th player, I believe, to score 31,000 points in NBA history. He's one of the GOATs, man. One of my favorites, too. But this Rockets win it. No Sengun, 117-98 over the Phoenix Sun. This is, they pretty much cooked them, to be honest. To be fair, there was no Devin Booker here too as well. We'll check on the Phoenix Suns. Dylan Brooks is just going to score and get a bunch of shots. He got 24 shots here. Should he be getting 24 shots? I mean, it's up to the reader. I don't think so, but hey, maybe you do. 23 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 10 of 24 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Well, he was a negative 24 too, by the way. Yikes, just a bad game. Royce O'Neal, he didn't even score. Give you 2 points, 2 assists, and a steal. I don't think you need to roster him anymore, I'm going to be completely honest. Mark Williams, he also had a bad game. It's just a bad game all around. These guys got cooked, man. 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, 4 of 6 from the field. This is a bad, that's a bad game for him. 2 of 2 from the free throw line, too. Grayson Allen returned from sickness. That's good. But he had a bad game, too. 9 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. Or, sorry, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 triple, 3 of 12 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Sucks. Colin Gillespie got the start still, and I think he might get the start. They say they're trying to have, actually, that's 5 days from now. The Suns are done this week. I'm sorry, I'm looking at my calendar. The Suns are done this week. That might be the Suns' next game, is the NBA Cup game, and they're trying to have Devin Booker back for that. You do not drop Colin Gillespie, absolutely no. But he's just going to probably move to more of like a six-man role. In this game, he had 13 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 triple, 5 of 13 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. These guys got cooked. They all have bad lines. You got 18 points out of Jamari Boyea. Nice. That's good for him. In 18 minutes, too. Wow. 2 points, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 triples, 7-11 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. That is deep league stuff, though, at best. These guys just had a bad game. And if you stream Gordon Goodwin, which I don't think you should be streaming Jordan Gillen on 12 team league day, he did not have a good line either. He had 9 points and 5 rebounds on 4-13 shooting. Womp womp. These guys all sucked. We'll go ahead and take a look at the Rockets. And I know I've mentioned it, and I'm pretty sure you probably heard it from Brew and Doc, that you should have bought on Kevin Durant. And this is why you should have bought on Kevin Durant. 28 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, 2 triples, 11 to 17 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. He's Kevin Durant, guys. Sure, we can look at LeBron and be like, yeah, he's getting kind of washed, man. He's getting kind of old. But like Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, they're not there yet. They still got it. They're also like 4 years younger, so good to see that they still got it. Jabari Smith Jr. gave you 16 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 triple, 5-8 from the field, 5-5 from the free throw line. Good percentages, but he's kind of like the center on the top 100 now. He's Jabari Smith Jr. Oh, you got a huge scoring. Dude, you got 31 points out of Amen Thompson. He didn't really do much else, but he gave you 31 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. He gave you a triple, 12 of 17 from the field, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Those are banging percentages. Wow. I think it's a career high for him, if I'm correct. Nice. That's cool. It's good to see him have that. If he just put it all together, bro, that's like a top 20 player. If he can just put all the scoring, the big like PRA numbers as a whole with the steals and blocks, one could dream. Steven Adams got a start for Sengun. They do play tomorrow. I don't think Steven Adams plays tomorrow on the back-to-back. Hopefully Sengun feels better. It's just illness. He's not hurt or anything. But Steven Adams had 4 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals in the block. He's just doing Steven Adams things, which is nice. Josh Kogi had 6 points, 4 rebounds, an assist, and a steal in the block. Cool. Nice. He gave 3 of 3 from the field. We'll check on Reece Shepard. He had 20 minutes in this one. Foul trouble? No, they were just beating him. They didn't need to really play him like that. 21 minutes more to be exact. It was like 20:54. Reece Shepard gave you 10 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and a steal, 2 triples, 4-11 from the field. He should still be rostered, but the hot shooting was going to cool off, man. Just had to be honest with you guys. The hot shooting was at the cool off. And you also had a good shooting night for Aaron Holiday, who achieved perfection. 10 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 2 steals and a block, 3 of 3 from the field, 2 of 2 from deep, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. I think he's more of a deep league play too. But good stuff from him. That's a good game. 3 games left. We take a look and the Clippers suck, dude. I'm going to say it every time. Clippers suck. Oh, we're not a Clippers fan. Clippers suck, dude. Memphis Grizzlies, 107-98 over Clippers. They're franchise is in the gutter right now. I'm out here in like LA and I have a lot of friends that are Lakers fans. And they're like, you're just going to like notice like the Clippers just do Clipper things. I never understood what it meant until now. Honestly, it goes way back further in history, but this is just bad, dude. Disgrace of a team right now. Kawhi Leonard, good game from him. 24-8-4. One steal, one block, two triples. 10-23 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. It's a good game. Good game. Not his best shooting day, but good game. John Collins is kind of playing better. I don't know, dude. You don't have to deal with it, but you should probably roster him in 12-2 leagues. 16 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2-8 from the field, 6-14 from, 2-8 from deep. That's 2 triples. 6-14 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. You can deal with it. You also don't have to. It's up to you. Ivica Zubac had 10.6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Just not a good game from him. Jesus. 4-6 from the field and 2-2 from the free throw line. That's just a bad game. And Harden also, these are all bad games. I mean, he didn't shoot bad, but these guys are just kind of like mid outside of Kawhi Leonard. 18 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists and a block, 3 triples, 6 of 13 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Harden's like come down ever since Kawhi got back, although like Harden's still like in the second round, you know? But it slowed down a lot, which it was bound to happen eventually. Kobe Brown is someone for deeper leagues as long as Kobe Sanders. Kobe Sanders didn't have that hot game he had last time, but he had a pretty modest game for deeper leagues. 8.7 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 triples, 3-6 on the field. He misses only free throw. And Kobe Brown had 13 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, 2 triples, 3-7 from the field, 5-6 on the free throw line. These guys suck, man. I wish they sad with how they did Chris Paul and how everything's been going off for him. Let's go ahead and check on the Grizzlies. Dude, Cedric Cowher's back. What? Oh, if you dropped him, I feel so bad, man. Jeez, it sucks. I'm pretty sure we talked about like just maybe it was yesterday or it was Tuesday, I think, where I was like, oh, I don't know if you guys got to deal with this. You should maybe hold, but man, good to see him back though. 23 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple, 10-18 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. This is a good game, dude. Welcome back, Cedric Cowherd. Will it be like this moving forward? Probably not all the time, but that's a good game. It's good to see him put up some numbers. Vince Williams had a sneaker, 3 points, 1 rebound, 4 assists, 1 block, 1 triple, 1-5 from the field. Honestly, if you dropped him now, I don't think you'd be missing out on much because John Morant is starting to get listed on the injury report again, which means John Morant's really close. John Morant is really close, which is, I'm interested to see how they do. They've been winning. And I want to see if John Morant can kind of follow suit. They said Isolo is a bad coach, but they've won a lot of their games without John Morant. Interesting to see how that dynamic plays out when he's back. Zach Edey, this is like a Zach Edey down game. This is a floor game. 10 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 4 of 8 from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line. After all he's given you, we forgive him. Jaren Jackson Jr., dude, I'm like rooting for this guy so bad. Maybe he needs Ja. Maybe that's what it is. And it's not like, I don't know, dude. He only took 9 shots. I don't know what it is this year. Could it be the foot injury? Maybe. The toe? Maybe. But, like, you can't look me in my face and say JJJ is just a bad player now in one season while he's in, like, just, like, 25. Basically about to hit his prime and he's just bad all of a sudden. I don't believe it. I think he's still a buy low. It's just, like, it's so low you could probably get it for nothing. Let's be real. 13 points, 3 rebounds, 2 steals. He used to give you 2 steals. 5-9 from the field, which is good shooting, but 3-6 from the 3-5 from the free throw line. It's just like not good. That's mid, but that's just like, dude, like you're JJJ. You need to be better than that. Jalen Wells, still shooting hot. You can roll with it while he's hot. 17 points, 3 rebounds. I'm gonna say 3 assists. 1 steal, 3 triples, 7-11 from the field. Yeah, keep rolling with it while he's hot, man. We take those. You had 17 points and 7 dimes. Dude, Cam Spencer's hooping, man. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 7 dimes, 1 steal, 3 of 5 from the field. 3 of 5 from deep and 7-11 from the field. He's shooting like super hot and is not cooled off. That's so interesting. It should cool off. Of course, when Ja comes back, all of this changes. But Cam Spencer, man, has been absolutely amazing. it's good to see him like have some consistency in his game too, which is really nice. By the way, you got 7.6 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal out of Santi Aldama on bad shooting. Bigger 9 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. You can roster him in 12 team leagues, but you'd be okay if you didn't also. Either way, the Grizzlies are winning, the Clippers suck, and I'm excited to see what happens when Ja Morant comes back to this team. Last two games of the day, guys. Yeah, man, the Bucks need Giannis. But Giannis just got ruled out for 4 weeks. Is that just Giannis getting traded? Technically, the deadline is December 15th, and a lot of these guys can be traded. And if you trade someone like Giannis, you're probably going to trade him before the deadline, the real trade deadline. Either way, it's all speculation. We don't know. He's going to be out for 4 weeks. So we got this Milwaukee team who just lost to the Philadelphia 76ers, 116-101. It's going to be a lot of this, man. They're just going to be bad. And honestly, it might be a good idea to lean into the tank. We'll take a look at the Bucks and kind of what that looks like long term if this all does happen. Bobby Portis trying to be a play again with Giannis out, 22 points, 4 rebounds, 1 steal, 4 triples, 9-16 from the field. You can roster him while Giannis is out, and Giannis is out a long time now. 4 weeks is a long time. So he should have some value over this time period. Kevin Porter Jr. still putting up big numbers like this, 20.7 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals, 1 triple. 5-13 is not his best shooting night, but 9-9 from the free throw line, that's good, dude. He's like, the board's messed up right now. He's sitting in the second round. He's probably not going to finish in the second round. If you want to sell high, you can, but dude, honestly, like, is Giannis going to play for this team? Who knows? Ryan Rollins still putting up good games. Both of these guys should be rostered. Both these point guards are doing damage. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 4 steals, 2 triples, 6-13 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Great game from Ryan Rollins. Kyle Kuzma can be looked at also too in 12 team leagues. Maybe 14 teamers, but he can be looked at. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 7-12 from the field. And you miss all 3 free throws. It's bad. AJ Green was absolutely rolling, and he finally cooled off. I was like, man, AJ Green is playing like a young Klay Thompson. There's no way this is going to hold. And yeah, it didn't hold. 0 points, 2 assists. 0-4 from the field. Jeez, that's a real dud. Maybe you want to forgive him one game. Honestly, you probably want to give him more games because Giannis is not there, but that sucks, dude. You got 19 points out of Miles Turner. Okay. 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Okay. 1 block. Cool. 3 triples. I like the triples. 4 of 9 from the field. 8-12 from the free throw line is high volume and sucks, but at least he's scoring more. It's been a little up and down year, and that's like, it's a common thing where like guys, when you know they get on new teams, it's harder for them to acclimate. This is probably not going to hit until like late January, February. He's got to be patient. But honestly, are they going to be here? Are these all these guys going to be here late like January, February? Who knows, dude? They might be sellers this year. All that speculation, we don't want to go too deep into that. But it's going to be rough sailing. You're just kind of getting people doing stuff. I think the main guys, of course, KPJ, Miles Turner, Ryan Rollins, Kyle Kuzma, more so 14-teamers. Bobby Portis, yeah, 12-teamers, yeah, but 14-teamers too. And you're going to get some, like, solid games here and there out of AJ Green. We'll take a look at the 76ers. No Joel Embiid. And Paul George did come, though he came back to the team this game, which is nice. So good to see Paul George back in the lineup. We'll take a look at Paul George. He had 25-5. Okay, it's kind of Paul George line with a steal. Dude, 2 triples? Dude, this is Paul George. This is what he does. 7-15 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. That is a Paul George game. That's good, man. I just wish he'd be able to stay in the lineup consistently, you know? That's the only thing. You look at Maxie. Oh, Maxie had a down game for once in his life. 12 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. He still gave you 4 steals in the block. Of course he did. 5-14 from the field and 2-2 from the free throw line. It's not his best game, but like, dude, he really can't be forgiven. He's been absolutely crazy this year. Edgecombe at 12 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 triples. Kind of like whatever. 4-8 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Honestly, if there's some like big waiver wire play that comes up that's absolutely put in numbers, I think you can let go of VJ Edgecombe. I'm so serious. Andre Drummond got the start. It was whatever. You kind of want to do roster him, but if he's going to play like this too, you don't need to roster him. 5 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 of 4 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. It's just mid. Don Barlow calmed down after his last game. 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 of 6 from the field. He just didn't shoot. He basically shot with a blindfold on. 4 of 4 from the free throw line. And the big winner here, it looks like this game. There's a couple of them. Jabari Walker had 18 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 4 triples, 5 of 10 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. That's a good game for him in 18 minutes, but it's deeper league at best. You had a whatever game from Adem Bona. I think Adem Bona is maybe someone like in Dynasty or deeper leagues. I don't think you need to roster him in 12-team leagues. 10 points, 6 rebounds, 1 steal, 4 of 7 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, whatever. But the big winner was Quentin Grimes. Still got it. Played 28 minutes, had 22 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 6 triples, 7 and 9 from the field. Absolutely hot shooting. That's way too hot shooting. That's not going to hold. And 2 of 2 from the free throw line. To be fair, he was shooting bad. He got hot. They were going in. He carried the team. Good stuff, Quentin Grimes. I still do believe he is a 12-team rosterable player. Last game of the day. This was bad, dude. I watched most of this. Of course, Shea didn't play the fourth quarter. He didn't need to play the fourth quarter. Why? Because OKC Thunder just that good. 132-111 over the Dallas Mavericks. Dude, AD just... AD was so bad. It was so bad. He gave me 2 points, though. Like, 2 points, AD? Really? 2? 2 points on 1 of 9 shooting. He did give you 8 rebounds and 6 assists and 1 block. It was a horrid watch. They really had him in jail. He was just locked down. He couldn't get going. They were faster. They were moving around. They were hounding these dudes. It was bad. You can absolutely ride off this game from AD. Does he play tomorrow? I don't know, man. Probably not. Which sucks because you're like, dude, AD, I really needed you on this Friday evening. And he failed you, unfortunately. Cooper Flagg had 16 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. He actually kind of survived with a decent line. 5-11 from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line. Love the free throws there. Najee Marshall is a go until PJ Washington gets back. Maybe PJ plays tomorrow. Who knows? 18 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 steal. 8-11 from the field. 2-4 from the free throw line. Bad free throw line night, but everything else is cool. Ryan Nembhard, this is like his first down game. 10 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. He's still shooting good, though. 4 or 5 from the field is great. And I wonder if he kind of settled in around that, like, 48, 49 mark, maybe. Maybe that's where he settles. 2 or 3 from the from deep. He should still be rostered. It's the OKC Thunder, man. They got cooked. You had 23 points out of Jaden Hardy. This is garbage time stuff. 23, 2, and 2 with 5 triples. 8 of 13 from the field. Garbage league stuff. I'm sorry, garbage time stuff. No need to worry about it. You had 12 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists out of D'Angelo Russell. He's playing more of the 2 now instead of the 1. I don't think you need to roster him. This is more deeper league than anything. 4-7 from the field, 4 triples to go along with that. And the rest of these guys did nothing. We could pass and move on. Well, you got 7 assists out of Brandon Williams, but meh, who cares? We'll keep moving on. The last team. I don't know, man. They might win a championship again. They might go back-to-back. It'd be good to see a team go back-to-back. We haven't seen a team go back-to-back in a while. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, just a hooper, man. 33, 5, and 6. 1 block, 2 triples, 10 of 12. Bro shot 83%. And then 11 of 12 from the free throw line. Mr. Consistent. In 28 minutes, doesn't have to play for a quarter. Just a baller, dude. It's so cool to see. So good to see how good he is. Jalen Williams had 15 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple, 5 of 11 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. He only take 11 shots. This is whatever game. Chet Holmgren had 15 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, 1 triple, 6-11 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. He only had to take 11 shots. You got Jalen Williams who started. They still cooked 4-3-3, still in the block with 1 triple for Jalen Williams. He had a bad shooting night, 1-4, 1-2 from the free throw line. You had a good shooting night from Cason Wallace, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 triples, 4-7 from the field. I think he's a stream guy in 12-team leagues. You do not need the roster unless you absolutely need steals. And the rest of these guys just kind of chipped in where they were needed. Aaron Wiggins had 11 points. Kendrick Williams had 10 points. And like we said, when everyone came back, A.J. Mitchell had 9 points, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple, 3-7 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. You do not need to roster AJ Mitchell in 12-team leagues unless you're just banking on an injury, which they could get injured, or maybe a back-to-back. But you don't need to roster him in 12-team leagues when the team's fully healthy mostly. And it looks like they're going to play big and have Jalen Williams play. Or maybe they do rotate Aaron Wiggins, who is ahead of AJ Mitchell, while Isaiah Hartenstein is out. Guys, we made it. We made it through the 12-game slate. It was an absolute bunch of news. I hope you guys had a good time with me here at the Box Score Breakdown brought to you by FanDuel. I wish you all a good weekend. Keep winning your matchups. Just so you know, next week, it's the quarterfinals for the NBA Cup. So you probably want to check your rosters. There's going to be a little bit of like one gamers, like some team really going to play one game next week. I know like the NBA Cup team, I think they play two games, especially depending on how the bracket goes. They're going to play two games if they consider to go in the bracket. If not, they play a game and then they play another opponent after that. So make sure you check your rosters for that. Hope you win in your matchups, and I will see you guys next Tuesday. I'll usually check questions on the Fridays. Is J-Hub rest of the season? Right now, it looks like it. I would just roster him until something changes. 10-team ESPN points, KD plus Quickly or Brunson plus Wiggins. Who wins? I wouldn't necessarily worry about who wins in points league. If I'm picking people that do more in points league, KD is not a good points league guy compared to probably Brunson and Wiggins. Woof. I don't know, man. To be honest, I think it's pretty even. You're just trading people to trade at that point. Is the Draz prioritizing Filipowski over Nurkic now? We hope. That'd be ideal. I don't think it's now. If you want to kind of speculatively add him, just kind of like sit him on your bench if you have the means to sit him on your bench. I'd do it. 14-team leagues? Yes, go grab Filipowski now. But like a 12-teamer, if you kind of just want to like sit him on there and just wait for that to boom, sure. It's not guaranteed. But it's good to see that he's getting more time, and maybe that's where it trickles to long-term. But that's it for me. Thank you guys for watching the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by FanDuel. I will see you guys on Tuesday.